The following report contains stories of a fictional nature. No facts were harmed in the making of this broadcast. A strong sense of humor is advised. This is Vaguely News.
Coming up, Eskom burns Brian Malefa's cash. New virus causes fans to believe in victory for Wales. And new load shedding schedules scheduled. A very good morning to you. It's Saturday, July the 16th, 2022. Welcome to Vaguely News. I'm Rob Vega. In order to alleviate the growing load-shedding predicament, Eskom have announced that they will begin burning all the cash that has been returned so far by former CEO Brian Malefa, who is anxious to help with the crisis. The first batch of cash is in transit and will be loaded into the coal incinerators in time for the burn on Monday morning. Eskom's acting like a CEO, Andre de Ruyter, said the matter was above his pay grade and that by spring, Eskom will have probably burned through most of the cash, at which time they hope to have found something else to burn or blame.
We are all united as a nation to say Eskom's bureaucracy. It's really slowing us down to a complete standstill. You can imagine how slow that process is. It doesn't so much matter to me as the electricity consumer. This is above my pay grade, unfortunately. We do nothing.
Indian scientists have confirmed that a new virus detected in South Africa may be a new form of Russian mind control. Observers point to the growing number of people stealing cables to restore power, or believing in a flat earth, or supporting Man United, despite no cultural connection to the team whatsoever. Doctors are concerned that the virus may have already begun spreading throughout South Africa, after several people were admitted to emergency rooms while shouting that Wales would beat the Springboks in today's test.
This new virus was first detected in South Africa. It causes people to steal power cables to make electricity work. Some patients even start to believe Wales could beat the Springboks on Saturday.
Doctors are advising that anyone experiencing these symptoms should take two beers, get lots of rest, and avoid watching rugby for the next 24 hours. And finally, Eskom have released a new load-shedding schedule, which kicked in this morning at 6 a.m. From 6 a.m. until midday, as in now, we have stage 1. Then from midday to 1:23 p.m. this afternoon, it's stage 7. From 1:24 p.m. to 3:35 p.m., it'll be stage 9.7. Between 3:36 p.m. and only for Four Ways Ferndale and Lanesia until 8:01 p.m., stage 13 kicks in for 30 seconds and then switches to stage 5.5. For all other areas, stage 0.66 will apply. From 8:02 p.m. till the moon rises, stage 12 to 16.2 will be activated, except for the Sandton area, which will have a mystery stage to be decided upon later. There will be no load shedding until the moon sets, and then stage 102.7 will take over. And that's it. That's Vaguely News. I'm still Rob Vega.
Wake up with Rob Vega.
Saturday, 6 to 9 a.m. on
Hot 1037.